is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and I will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. This is the word of the Lord.
Is it on now? Should be. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. You haven't missed much. So when I was at ministry camp, there was all this going on and there was noise and there was chaos. There was over 500 people at ministry camp. It was just full. And there were so many really good things that were coming. So when we got to Saturday afternoon, I thought, I've got to just go for a walk. I just need space and I want to walk and I want to go on my own. And so I decided that I would take that beautiful walk, if you've been to El Rancho, all the way down the river, down to the sea. And as I went, I was praying, particularly for the 5 o'clock service, but I think it's for All Saints in its entirety. And as I did so, I came across different things. And this was the first one. This was the first sign that I came across. And it's talking about the fact that the place where I was standing was a reserve. And it was a very special reserve for a very unique environment and very unique ecosystem, if you like, which is where the fresh water from the mountains meets the seawater. And it just creates this beautiful, unique, diverse ecosystem. And that sign, I know it's very blurry, I'm not very good at photography, talks about the fact that it is all these different coming in from the fresh water and from the seawater brings in all these different nutrients that are really important to establish the plantings and the fish and the bird life that exists in this unique ecosystem. So I think, oh, isn't that a beautiful picture? You know, isn't that a lovely picture of how we can celebrate our diversity? So then I went on and I walked down a little bit further and I came to another sign. And this was talking about maintaining the river system in pristine condition. The key driver for the plantings. So where you planted things was really important to create and to maintain this wonderful ecosystem. And so the other thing was that there were special plantings that would filter the sediments and keep the whole area thriving and full and diverse. So I'm thinking, this is such a beautiful picture of how we can be church. Because we've got all these different, we're so lucky at All Saints, we've got all of these different types of services, all these different types of people, all these age groups. We've got diversity in its fullness here. And what a beautiful picture that is. So I carried on walking, and then I came to this sign. Oh, no, that's about the reserve. It's all right, I did come to that sign. And that was where it was really talking about the fact that each of the different systems that we have as part of this particular ecosystem were all important, and they were interdependent on each other. So one bit of ecosystem needed the other bit of ecosystem. They all needed each other. And I thought, again, wow, what a beautiful, beautiful picture of how we could be as church. And then I came across the next sign. and I had a deep intake of breath. You know, it says check for toxic algae. And I thought, yeah, you know, we do have to, don't we? We have to sort out where all the bits are that mean that are a threat to the biodiversity. So it could be, in this case, it could be pollution, or it could be that it's stagnant water, or it could be that there's not enough of the right inflows and outflows. It could be all sorts of things. But it's something that we have to bear in mind, because we know the damage that it can do over time. And so, yep, I go, oh, okay, all right, so I carry on going. And I come to the next sign, which you can't see very well. But what it does say is that the native plants protect the dune from erosion. So again, it makes you think about what are the things that help to stabilize us and to keep us thriving and moving forward and protected. Then I came across the next one. And it was absolutely amazing. You can't capture it in a photograph, because where I was standing, the water was just calm and still. And then you had the beach, and then you had these waves rolling in. And then you had Kapiti Island just there in the midst of it. And it struck me so much that actually without Kapiti, there would be no estuary. There would be no estuary, because Kapiti helps to protect the environment so that the estuary can do its thing. And I thought, that's an interesting thing to think about. What is our Kapiti Island? What helps us to put the things in place, to structure us, so that we can then thrive behind it almost? So something to think about, something I want to talk about in terms of maybe vestry, in terms of the dio, in terms of the other ministries that we have that we connect with. And then again, next one. Again, I couldn't capture it, but it was amazing. And you can imagine the noise. Yeah, all these birds were just, and they're all doing their own thing. A whole range of different birds. It wasn't just one type of bird, it was all sorts of different birds. And they were having this amazing time, feeding and splashing around and doing what birds do. And I thought, yeah, that's what this environment, this estuary, is providing, this wonderful place of nurture, this wonderful place of coming, enjoying time together, and just having a wonderful feeding time. And I thought, whew, okay. Thank you. I got to the sea. I thought, I'm going to turn around and go back home again now, or back to the campsite. So I did. So then, as I was going up, God didn't let me off the hook. And it was almost as I was returning, he was showing me ways that we can actually envisage this picture. How do we create this wonderful natural diversity? And I've never seen it before, but there was... over the other side of the river, there was a wedding going on, and there was music, and there was things going on. And what struck me about that was that it's a covenant. And I've been doing lots of work around covenants when I was thinking in terms of the Treaty of Waitangi and was preaching on that. And a covenant is amazing, because we have this perfect example of marriage, and God often used that, didn't he? Or Jesus used that in his teachings. Was about the bride of Christ and about, you know, being together in that way. And it's about walking together, wanting the best for the other person, not for yourself. You know, there's wonderful pictures of what a covenant could be. And Anglicans, we're great at covenants. People like me, clergy, we're under a covenant, not an employment agreement. And it's different. It works differently. Because we're not... We have to have an agreement between the diocese and between the priest or the clergy person and the parish. And it's about what we're going to do to help each other thrive in those positions and go forward from. So it's a really, really important image. And again, I thought, well, this is one way, isn't it, that we need to, in order to build the diversity and the ecosystems that we want, we've got to do that. We've got to be in covenant with each other so that we walk together in that. then I came across this, and there were these young boys, and they were navigating together up the river. And I thought, yeah, we don't do this alone. We know we've got God in the mix, but we also help navigate together. It's about navigating that those environments together. That's what will help us build it. Next one. Then I came across the bridge. I thought that's what we need to be, isn't it? We needed to be bridges across the different parts of the ecosystem, but also outside into the different environments and cities and places of work and all the other places. We need to be bridges. Bridges across our cultures, bridges across our ways of thinking. Again, so that we can walk together. And then, just because it was beautiful, I decided to take this picture of this heron. And when I was sort of talking a bit about to my spiritual director about this whole picture, and I got to this picture and I said, oh, you know, this one, it was just a nice picture of a heron. And she said, herons are a sign of the Holy Spirit. And I went, oh, okay. So I do feel that God has given me that picture for us. I believe there are certain there's loads that we can get out of it, and I want to keep plugging away at different aspects of it. But three things that really struck me was the unity and diversity. You know, how do we celebrate? How do we strengthen? How do we actually get everyone to actually appreciate that diversity and to actually work together and work across our different ecosystems, if you like, our different services, our different ministries. The other thing, I think, I'm only part-time. I've remained part-time, even in my interim priest in charge position. I've done that for a number of reasons. One, to keep my sanity. Two, because I've got a husband who wants to see me occasionally. And three, because I actually think it's right. Because I can't do this on my own. None of us can do this on our own. Staff can't do it on their own. Vestry can't do it on their own. Not one person can do this on their own. We have to have teamwork. We have to build teams into each of our ministries, each of our congregations, each of the different things that we do. Because we are a body. You know, we do this together. We are, all our gifts are needed. All our skills are needed. And actually, as we do that, we can walk together. And I learnt that this morning because Prue phoned me because there wasn't anyone here. So I came and I opened up. I hadn't got a clue what I was doing. And there was no sound desk. There was no table. There was no computer. There was nothing. These guys hadn't arrived yet. And I'm thinking, ooh, okay, well, we need a table. And we will need the sound desk. And we need a computer. And then the guys arrived. And things happened. And Stuart was on the computer and he was making things happen. And then and then Henry, we wouldn't have a service if it wasn't for Henry this morning. He has been stunning. Yes. And then we have Chloe and Elisha and the worship team, you know, and they come and they've got songs and God is good. But we couldn't do it on our own. The other thing that I really think as well is that it says on one of those signs about maintaining the ecosystems in perpetuity, forever, to keep them ongoing. That's what we want, don't we, for our churches, for each of our bits of the ecosystem. We want them to carry on going. And so we want to build sustainability into that. So we want to be drawing new people into our different ministries, into serving in different ways, so that we can keep that ecosystem going forward. I'm very conscious as I get older, you think, you know, there's only so much you can do. I haven't got the energy that I had even 10 years ago. You know, I need a succession plan. And you think, okay, Julia, what on earth has that got to do with the reading that we had this morning? I think it has everything to do with it. Because that reading, I think it was N.T. Wright said, that prayer that Jesus prays is the most important prayer ever prayed. Isn't it wonderful to think that that prayer that Lydia read for us is Jesus' prayer for us, for you, for you. It's not just for a vague lot of group of people who are believers. Jesus prayed this specifically for those who would come from the disciples' teaching. Yeah? So that's what he has prayed for us. And the main thrust of that prayer was, I pray that they may be one, as we are one. So as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, if you like, the Trinity are one, that's what he wants for us. He wants to draw us into the Trinity. And do we really understand what that means? I think a lot of the time we try and, oh, Trinity, that's a bit hard. I think we'll push it there. We don't really want to think about it because it's a bit too difficult, because we can't get our head around the three in one. And we've come up with, haven't we, things like a four-leaf clover or a three-leaf clover. Or it could be a four if you include us. Three-leaf clover. Or the water and the gas and the ice. Three forms of water. But they never seem to really grasp for me what the Trinity means. Other people have described it as a dance that we sort of get caught up in. And that, I think, is closer. But again, a bit like covenants, I've been for ages wrestling with this whole idea of Trinity and what does it mean. And I love Cynthia Bogart's descriptions. They're very hard to understand. But for me, it grasps the essence of what Jesus is talking about in this prayer. Because she talks about it being an evolving unity. And it's like going back before creation. Okay? Now, I've tried, and I'm sorry, and it might be a bit heavy, but it's not as heavy as Cynthia's descriptions. But I've tried to put together what I think she means by the Trinity and what we can mean as we are caught up in this. And this is what I've written, based on hers and on Boehm and Scripture. In the beginning was God, the endless unity, the great I am. There was within God a great yearning for self-awareness, and in a flash of pure consciousness, there was perception. This perception, born in the friction of desire and frustration, is love. It is the light of fire that draws the unity into mobility and joy. It is the heart of God, not a property or even a characteristic, but the pure essence of God, the energy and life force of creation. In the ongoing unfolding of love came wisdom and word, the holy inworking and the holy outpouring. Wisdom, the mercy of God, and the word, the creative force and energy that catapults into the realm of energy and substance. It is the birth of somethingness, the birth of the cosmos in physical time and space. All creation held within this pure energy of love, within which all things have their being, all things from the minutest quark to the persons of the Trinity are in endless exchange of relationship, suffused with wisdom, the mercy of God. And then you can jump to John 1. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through the Word, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. God is love, the love at our beginning and without end. And I think we often think of love as sort of being nice to one another and getting along. And but I, when you see it as the creative force that actually brought the universe into creation, and what Jesus was saying in his prayer was, that's what I want. I want everyone to be caught up in this oneness, in this love that is so deep and creative that we can't understand it. Yes, it is a mystery. It's still a mystery because I still don't know how to really explain it. But for me, that's what the Trinity is. That's what we are called into. And that's what he wants for us so that we can become one. One with the Trinity, all aspects of the Trinity, and one with each other. That was Jesus' prayer for us. It's my prayer for us. Is it your prayer for us? Because if it is, then we go back to the beginning of the Mission Impossible. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you are indeed love. That it was your love that brought the creation to bear. It is your love that brought us to bear. Help us as we go forth from here, knowing that we are one with you, one with each other. Help us to always be looking for the best for others in what we do. Help us to know that we are an important part of your body, that each is needed to bring your kingdom to come to bear in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.